The Forgotten Letters.
In a small bookstore tucked away on a quiet street, the rain tapped gently on the window panes, creating a soothing rhythm as Claire and James huddled together in a cozy corner. The scent of old books mingled with the fresh aroma of wet earth, creating an ambience of comfort and intrigue. As they sorted through the forgotten letters, Claire's fingers trembled with anticipation. She couldn't help but be drawn to the emotions embedded within the faded ink, yearning to unravel the mysteries of love that had been hidden away for decades. Raindrops danced on the rooftop, mimicking the flutter of Claire's heart as she held up a letter. "Listen, Jane," she whispered, her voice soft against the rain's melody. James leaned closer, his warmth deepening into Claire's bone.
"Tell me, Claire, what does he say?"
Claire read aloud, her voice catching with emotion.
"My dearest Elizabeth, even though we're worlds apart, my heart knows no boundaries when it comes to loving you. Society may frown upon our connection, but I'm bound by an unyielding devotion that refuses to be silenced."
James nodded, his eyes reflecting the flickering candlelight.
"Such words, Claire. They remind us that love can transcend societal expectations, that it can ignite a flame within us that nothing can extinguish."
Claire and James spoke of their own interpretation, sharing their musing on the power of love and the sacrifices that come with it. Her gaze fixed on the gentle drops. It's as if the sky is weeping for the love that couldn't be, for the hearts that yearn to be united against all odds. James reached out. His fingers brushed against Claire's hand.
"Yes, the rain cleans us. It washes away the pain and allows new beginning to emerge. Perhaps this love, hidden within the letters, can find its redemption through us."
Through us? With a newfound determination, Claire and James delved deeper into their search. Their conversations grew more intimate. Their voices filled with excitement and shared discoveries, they poured over the letters, the rain outside creating a symphony of passion and longing. In a dusty attic of an old mansion, they unearthed Anna's diary, its pages filled with intimate details and unfiltered emotions, invited them into the depths of her forbidden love. As they read, their voices intertwined like the raindrops on the rooftop, their hearts beating in synchrony with each revelation.
"Listen, James."
James leaned closer, his breath mingling with Claire's.
"The love was a dance in the rain, a symphony of hidden desires and selfless choices. It's both heartbreaking and beautiful."
As the rain continued to fall outside, Claire and James embraced, the echoes of the forgotten lovers whispering through. In that moment, they knew that their own love story had found its place amidst the rain-soaked pages of history. And so, in that small bookstore on the quiet street, Claire and James discovered not only the forgotten letters of a forbidden love, but also a love story of their own. Nurtured by shared passion, whispered conversations, and the gentle embrace of the rainy season.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed the story. If you liked it, don't go away. Hold on. I'm linking below stories from your favorite genres in the description in the show notes. Choose your favorite genre and listen to the stories. Make sure you listen. You can download them and listen as per your time. It's not necessary that you have to listen it again. So you just have to go, tap on it, download it. And whenever you're traveling, sleeping, going on a long walk, and if you enjoyed the story, don't forget to review and rate the show. because your reviews and ratings maybe like take 15 seconds, 20 seconds, but that means a lot to me. That means a lot to the efforts that we are taking every single day to make it memorable. So I hope you go and check out the description. I hope you love the stories, and make sure you go and review and read or follow the show. That you're being very kind to us. And thank you. I hope you enjoyed it.